Right now, we do have an amazing guy, and his name is Pat Pagano, and he is joining us for a check on the Tri-State Forecast. Pat, good morning.
And how did you like the snow?
Yeah, anywhere from an eighth to a quarter inch of snow is on the grassy surfaces, and it's a very wet snow, by the way.
Right, and it will be changing over to light rain showers, and that will end. And before the day is out, the sun will make those Irish eyes smile. And we do expect highs in the mid to upper 40s. Your evening tonight, clear at 30. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, low 50s. Then on Thursday, we have periods of rain. Now, it's going to begin as a wintry mix and then change over to rain on Thursday. Low 40s. Your Friday, windy and warm with showers, 65 to 70. Don't get used to it. Saturday, only in the low 40s, partly sunny and windy, and continuing in the 40s on Sunday. Remember that spring arrives Thursday night at 11:50 p.m. So tomorrow is really the last full day of winter.
So we're going to have what my grandmother used to call pneumonia weather. That means the temperature goes from freezing to 60, back down to freezing. You get a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, that's it. And I guess the last word we want to use right now is pneumonia.
Well, that's the whole thing, I mean, that we have to face here. The main thing is if you're feeling sick, don't go to work. Call into work. Don't go in. And if you're really feeling that you have to see your doctor, call your doctor. Because the symptoms for the coronavirus and the flu, there's some of them are similar. There's other ones that aren't. Like if you don't have a temperature, you're not going to have the coronavirus. And if you don't have a temperature, you don't have the flu. But there's lots of other differences. But still, if you feel sick, stay in and see if you can not go to work. I mean, just about everything is closed. Anyways, we've shut. You can't come in the building now. The only people that can come in are our building are the people who work here on a regular basis, simply because we have to keep broadcasting and we can't afford to get sick anymore. So,
yeah, it's tough. It's stressful on everybody. But there's so much miscommunication. Yeah. What I don't understand, Marshall, is we were told on Friday by our president that on Sunday at 5 p.m., everybody would know about this Google website where we would be able to find our drive-through testing sites. What happened?
Well, Google came right out and said, no, we're only doing a small site for portions of California. So I have no idea how that got confused and miscalculated and stuff like that, because it's just not true.
Right. So now here we are. I guess it's very important for everybody to know that if they needed to be tested, where do they go?
Well, I think you start off with your doctors first. Connecticut does have testing ability in their state lab. So if you live in Connecticut, the state lab, and I think New York and Massachusetts state labs also. But it's so hard. There's just not enough testing kits out there for people. That's the bad thing, because you have to be tested twice with these tests. You have to be tested twice. Mm-hmm. But my main thing is if you don't feel well,
stay home. Yeah.
But call your doctor.
And you know what? And even if you do feel well, if there is nothing to push you to go somewhere other than a walk around your neighborhood, a walk in the park, don't stay indoors. And especially if you have any kind of compromised health, definitely stay indoors. And that's it. I mean, there's plenty to watch on TV. You know that. There's plenty to listen to on the radio. There are great, great books that you could read. So this is what you like the president said, it's the time of every American sacrificing. And you have to sacrifice, because I think that's how we're going to win this. Unlike Italy, China, Korea, Spain, we have a slight advantage, because you see these people over there, that's where it started. So they really were taken off guard.
Well, you know, we knew about it a month ago, and we just didn't act quick enough. But that's
right.
That's the way it's set up. It's too bad, but that, you know, we're dealing with it now, and we'll continue to deal with it. And you know what? Lots of great things have happened. Come on, Stop and Shop in Connecticut. On Thursday is beginning a practice. They're going to be open from 6 o'clock in the morning to 7:30.
For
people who are 60 or older.
Right.
Because people who are 60 or older are getting forced out of the supermarket at regular times where they can't get in. They can't. So it's beginning Thursday from 6 a.m. until 7:30. It'll just be for people who are 60 or older. Now, decisions like that are great. That's why what we've done is we've got on air, we talk about businesses, local businesses, and that includes Stop and Shop, because they're local there. There's one in North Canaan, and we are putting on what their difference in hours are, and seeing as restaurants have to be closed, any restaurant that offers curbside pickup or home delivery, we're giving them free announcements for that, because we're a small community, and this is going to go on for probably a couple of months, and so we want these businesses to be around when this is all over. I mean, there's that. And then there's the other announcements that come down from the states and the government and all the other different organizations. I mean, what I advise people to do is if you're going to a town meeting, call that town hall ahead of time. See if it's still on. Some meetings are on. Some meetings are not on. Some town halls are open limited hours. Some are open full hours. But they're all staffed. So if you have a question about a meeting, all they have to do is call their town hall and find out if that meeting is going to be held. It's everybody just should do that. And you know, it could get much worse before it gets better. I mean, I am prepared. We received special passes for our employees to carry in their cars that will enable us to travel back and forth if there's a travel ban, because the radio station is considered an essential service.
Right.
So. Folks, you know, it might come to that. So people have to be prepared for that and do the best you can. We're all in this together, and the only way we're going to get through it is if everybody supports one another. It's really, you know,
I totally agree. I mean, it may come down to the point where there will be a curfew. I mean, right now, they don't expect that, because if everybody is vigilant enough, then that step will not be necessary. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people are taking it a little bit on the light side, saying, well, you know what, we don't have that many cases around here. So I will go here, even though there may be 20 or 25 people in that group.
We have 11 cases in Berkshire County. I think there are 7 confirmed cases here in Litchfield County. And those are numbers from actually 36 hours ago. When we get the updated totals, I mean, there are only 3 states so far in this country that haven't reported it yet, and they'll all report in. This is an amazing time, and we've got a forecast that's kind of amazing to go with it.
As we just see it, there's a lot of variability here. I mean, we go from 45 today, to the 50s tomorrow, back to the low 40s Thursday, maybe near 70 Friday, and then back to the 40s over the weekend. So it's up and down.
And we had a little snow today, and we might get a little snow at the beginning of the next rain event as well.
Yeah, that may be more a little bit more the way of a little bit of freezing rain as opposed to snow. But again, none of these events appear to be anything major as far as the wintry precipitation is concerned. So we're not worried about that. We may get some locally heavy rain on Thursday, but I don't believe that will be in the form of snow or ice. So we'll be watching that. Meanwhile, all the TV and movie clients are all on
hiatus.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Yep, everybody, and that's going to do a number. You know, that's definitely going to do a number, because you know there's so many movies and TV shows that are programmed and they have to be finished by such and such a date. So things are going to get messed up there in the entertainment business, but it's not like they're alone. Everybody's sharing in this.
If you watch TV, John Oliver's Last Week Tonight, they couldn't do it in their new studio. They did it in a separate studio, no audience, and it was totally different. If you look at all the late-night talk shows, Same thing. There's no audience.
Well, they canceled Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Until further notice. And I just read, and I'm sure you know about it. Maybe Mike spoke to you about it. Baseball season now has been postponed to May.
Yeah. Well, it's, it's, you know, Mike's not on because we don't really have that much sports to talk about. No,
right,
that's
right.
Been postponed till May. And, you know, if this thing's not over by May, I mean, who knows? It's a different life nowadays, Pat. It's a different life.
That's exactly it. Well, everybody be safe. And Marshall, you and I will continue to work. And see you tomorrow morning.
That's it, Pat. Hey, be safe and cover your mouth if you cough.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.